This is an executive summary of DSTs for trust and estate beneficiaries, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When a trust or estate holds investment real estate, the fiduciary in charge, a trustee or executor, often faces a difficult combination of problems. The property may be management heavy, demanding active oversight of tenants, repairs, and financing that a trustee may not want or be equipped to provide. And if there are multiple beneficiaries, an indivisible building can't be split evenly among them, leaving the fiduciary to choose between selling and triggering tax, keeping the heirs as awkward co-owners, or favoring one over another. A Delaware statutory trust, DST, can address both problems at once by completing a 1031 exchange from the trust's or estate's property into DST interests. The fiduciary converts a management-heavy asset into passive income and divisible fractional interests that can be allocated cleanly among beneficiaries. This guide explains inherited property held in a trust, exchanging into fractional DSTs, dividing among beneficiaries, the step-up and basis considerations, and how the trustee coordinates the decision. Note that Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. This is educational information, not advice. Verify the current rules and your specific situation with your attorney and CPA. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.